Rail Future is an independent organisation campaigning for better rail services for passengers and freight. And Colin Major is Secretary of Rail Future West Midlands, which covers Shropshire. Colin, good morning.
Good morning to you.
When was Rail Future established then?
About 40 years ago, yes.
Oh gosh, that long?
Yes, we're an independent volunteer-run organisation.
Non-political, so, Colin.
No alignment whatsoever. I'm just a passenger like everybody else. I use the train anything up to five times a week, so, you know.
God bless you, sir. I feel for you.
It's not as bad as you make out, Eric.
All right. What are the implications for rail passengers this weekend of the closure of Euston, then?
Well, both Virgin and West Midlands Railways on their website offer you a travel plan to go to London, and they recommend that you go, if you're going from Shrewsbury, for instance, that you will go to New Street, walk down to Moore Street, which is about, it depends how quickly you walk, of course, but they say on their website, 8 minutes, and catch a Chiltern train to Marylebone.
Oh, right, so they've done a bit of the work for you to try and get your journey time down a bit.
Well, yes, the train operating companies try and help everybody. The website's getting better year by year, and ultimately they provide you with a little travel plan. And if you really want to go to Euston, they even tell you the bus you can catch or the underground train.
How important is the work they're doing at North Wembley Junction?
Well, it's very important in terms of making sure that the service into Euston is reliable. Bearing in mind, North Wembley Junction is where several lines join. And, of course, unlike, you know, the motorway where you can close one line, if your track is crossing from one to the other, you have to close the complete system. And what's the best time to do it? Well, there's no best time, is there?
Mm.
So, fewer people travelling. If I look outside, you know, if I go into look across the road, I find fewer cars on the road in August. There are not many people going to work directly that way. So, unfortunately, the school holidays and the weekends are best. They could have closed it for a week, of course, which made it even worse.
those who need to use it at this time will feel a bit peeved about it. But as you say, it is essential work. The work has to be done.
Oh, yes. And not only that, but, of course, there is work being done on the line between Coventry and Birmingham International, which is the track that eventually leads to Euston from Shrewsbury. So, and they've got speed restrictions there. So they're going to do some work on that to get rid of the speed restrictions so your journey is quicker and safer.
Right.
The safety record of the rail industry in this country is fantastic compared with other places. It really is.
And therefore, a little bit of planning ahead and you shouldn't be too inconvenienced.
No, you shouldn't be too inconvenient. But, of course, it may take you longer.
Earlier this week, Colin, users in the UK heard that the price of regulated rail fare is going to be going up by 3.6% or so in January. What's your reaction to that?
Complete disappointment. After all, if you're a pensioner or you're on benefits, it will only go up 2.4% using the government's own preferred measure.
Mm.
So, you know, why do rail fares go up fast by a third more than, say, pensions are going up or benefits are going up? You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, we could very well find, despite the fact money is being spent on new trains, and we 800 million West Midland Railways are investing in new rolling stock, so we get longer and more modern trains. At the end of the day, it starts becoming very, very expensive, and it's out of proportion to everything else. After all, fuel tax has not gone up at all.
Indeed, indeed. And one final question. What's your overview, then, of the rail system and the rail service in this country?
Well, I think we have a very intensively used rail service. We are looking to pressure more for better and faster trains. They're coming. Unfortunately, I bang my head against the wall sometimes because I keep thinking, where's my new train coming? And then I look into it and I find that they have to be built. There's no warehouse sitting around with brand new trains. And when we get them, I've looked at the new diesel trains, which West Midland Railways are being built in Spain. They've got beautiful air conditioning. They've got lovely leg room. They've got bigger doors. They're going to be longer than the current rolling stock. And I've actually sat in the seats, and they've changed some of the seating, so they're more comfortable than some other train operating companies.
And when will that be?
Well, that will be in 2020.
You can't wait.
Well, we'd better send somebody down to build a few more trains, but no, we can't wait. But at the end of the day, that's what the money, the fares are paying for is for new rolling stock. But, I'd advocate anybody who has a chance to speak to their MP and everybody else to push for, if we can't freeze the rail price increase, at least use the government measure that is used for pensions and other benefits, which is something your listeners may find. It's called CPI, Consumer Price Index.
As opposed to RPI.
Yeah, as opposed to RPI.
Indeed. Colin, good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
All the best.
Bye-bye. Colin Major from Rail Future West Midlands.